brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hard to believe we're already into the fourth live transmission of 2011. Before we know it, we'll be doing the last broadcast of 2011 and on into 2012. That's right, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and now it is Wednesday, the kickoff, the fifth day of January 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, maybe longer. We have Dr. Nick Begich, always informative, his brother also, U.S. Senator, will be joining us. Begich, for many years, has been talking about HARP and weather modification and other secretive programs. Now more and more of what he covered two decades ago and wrote seminal works on from deep research of the U.S. Patent Office is now public information. So we'll go even further today. We'll look into Tesla technologies, you name it, and tie it in to the blackbirds and all the other big fish die-offs happening, not just here but around the world. Mass birds and fish die-offs go global, spark end times panic. I do not believe that's what's happening here. And there could be some type of plausible reason this is happening. But it's the liquefaction of their innards. Many of these birds, when they hit the ground on the snow or on the concrete, there's a pool of blood around them. I mean, they have been turned into liquid. And to say that fireworks scared them and they ran into each other and did this, I've shot similar-sized birds with shotguns. And bird hunting, doves, quail, and they get hit by two or three of the BBs, or the 100 or so BBs that go out the end of the shotgun. They just shoot little holes in them. Nothing gets pulverized. Nothing gets liquefied. In fact, there's usually hardly any blood. They die so quickly. And then it makes, you know, delicious eating. Don't criticize me for hunting, folks, if you eat any type of meat. I know you don't want to see the chicken that lives in a cage being tortured to death. You don't want to actually learn how to butcher a deer, like the old timers, you know, how to take a chicken out back and cut its head off instantly, you know, dying, and then pull its feathers. But that's a side issue. I'm only getting into my experience with shooting birds of similar size and anatomy to tell you, birds don't fall out of trees and then have their insides liquefied. Okay? That's not birds running into each other. I've several times been out at my grandmother's house, and she has big glass windows. The house is still there. She died about 6 years ago. And you will occasionally see a game bird, like a dove, fly into the window and break its neck at high speed. Boom! You go out, get it, go ahead and cook it up. It's not really a meal, but a snack. And there's no blood, okay? There's no blood. I will assure you, birds don't turn into little blood bags and just fall from the sky. So something's going on here, and I want to get to the bottom of it, okay? And we'll get into all the big developments on that front. Mike Adams asked the question as well, and we have his article up on Infowars.com and PrisonPundit.com. Why are the animals dying? Birds, fish wiped out in mysterious deaths all over the world. The National Post out of Canada reports Victorian River mysteriously turns bright green. There's birds dropping out of the sky en masse all over the world, from South America to Northern Europe to the Central and Southern United States. A lot of strangeness going on, a lot of record earthquake activity going on in those areas as well. Is it associated with that? A lot of scientists do believe so. But I'm done talking about that for now, because Dr. Nick Begich will be joining us coming up in T-minus 55 minutes, 46 seconds. Got a lot of other news here. The economic news is particularly worrisome because it just confirms everything we've been talking about, but shows that things are accelerating, and more of the establishment isn't even trying to paint a pretty face on it and is telling us that it is depressionary. We'll also get into leaked document, EPA knowingly approved bee-killing pesticide. That is coming up. We've got some amazing surveillance police state grid news. It's all coming up in the next hour. I'm going to go through all this news in the next hour. Then Dr. Nick Begich, and we'll open the phones up while he's on with us. And then into the third hour, a whole bunch of political news as well. Stay with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 5th day of January, 2011. Dr. Nick Begich getting into Tesla technology, the massive increase in earthquakes worldwide, the bird deaths, and big mainstream news admissions of governments all over the world setting up HAARP-type antenna arrays and manipulating the weather. Now, this has been public for decades, but if you talk about it, the general population out there had never heard of it, so they were conditioned to laugh at you. It was public in the patents, in the government documents, but was not reported on by ABC Nightly News or the New York Times. So, things like that were relegated to the X-Files. The documents are real, but they stick it in the X-Files show and mix it in with stories about chupacabras and hope that that discredits everything. That's been the establishment tack. But more and more of this information is coming out, and we know that the main focus has been weather weapons by governments, not just our so-called arm of the New World Order known as the United States government, but other arms of it. So we're going to be discussing that with Dr. Nick Begich coming up in the next hour. Another big story I want to get into, leaked document, EPA knowingly approved bee-killing pesticide. And it's been leaked by EPA insiders. The EPA admits that the document is real. They're very upset about it. That's why they are trying to use the WikiLeaks fiasco as a precedent to basically throw people in prison for life if they leak any type of government documents. That way, the government can just basically kill everything and everybody and get away with it. But a big report there out of Natural News up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, very important. And that integrates in with mass bird and fish die-offs go global, spark end times panic. We're going to be discussing that. I do not believe this is the end times. I do not believe it's the end of the world. But the media is going to hype that ahead of the 2012 so that it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that it's religious that we're going into a depression, that it's religious that the resources are going to be more and more restricted so that people see it as a foregone conclusion and don't resist. And as the weather weapons are used on us and as more and more of the wildlife dies, they can tell us that it's all our fault and acquiesce to the global government and do whatever it says for the new green religion and that everything will be okay. That's basically what 2012 is all about, and we're going to be breaking it down today. Separately, another little tidbit of news here. Florida professor arrested for having a suspicious bagel on a plane. That's the MSNBC headline. Passenger claimed man had suspicious package in the overhead compartment. It was a bagel. And I've seen comedians, movie stars, you name it, reading best-selling books about jihadists. And passengers see an image of a person, you know, wearing a desert garb on a book and see an Anglo reading it, and the plane is landed, and the people are pulled off. That's just how the globalist wants you. Just the wicked fleeing when none pursueth, collapsing in fear from things that are non-existent, or that you have a better chance of being struck by lightning than dying from terrorism, even if you believe it's all real. I mean, it through the movies, the culture, the hundreds of TV shows about terrorist attacking and how they're everywhere, and these plots of the heroic CIA and FBI agents torturing people and other things to stop the bad guys, the average person out there, at least was in years past, shaking in fear. Just 5-6 years ago, the number one poll, the number one threat that people talked about in national polls was terrorism. Now it's less than 10% think it's important. I mean, it's just like getting into it. It's like imagining that there's flesh-eating zombies, out in the countryside. Have you ever taken somebody out camping? Back in college and things, I would take girlfriends camping, and we'd go with friends. And I knew a lot of girls from the city who would get spooked by just driving through the countryside, or spooked at night. You know, they thought that grizzly bears were going to come out and eat them, and that's because their ancient instincts are to be afraid out in the woods. But man's killed everything that's basically dangerous, except for rattlesnakes and things. But they're never scared of something that's actually a threat. It's just scared of the dark. And so that's what this national or international mass psychosis is they just take the instincts of man's fear of the dark and then put a turban or a burqa on it. And the media can just show you an image of a Muslim in desert garb, and everyone just falls down groveling in fear and basically soils themselves and begins crying out for men in black uniforms to save them. Meanwhile, it's the men in black uniforms financing, in almost every case, the Muslim extremist. So that, of course, is a major issue. Florida professor arrested for having a suspicious bagel. Bagels are with Al-Qaeda now. Passengers claim man had suspicious package in the overhead compartment. So if you see something, say something. And we now have confirmed the Walmarts all over the country are beginning to phase in telescreens at every checkout counter, and then some big giant ones at the back of Walmart with government announcements. Watch everyone. Oh, my gosh, you're under danger. And this will intensify the paranoids out there to just run around in fear, looking around corners and creeping through the clothing aisles and the auto parts area, just looking under every can of Folgers coffee for a deadly Al-Qaeda. And so suddenly, as part of this mass hallucination that's enforced by the media and the thousands of anti-terror drills where they'll blow up a bus in the middle of the town and announce for a few hours terrorists have hit, and they'll lock down the schools. Now, this happens just right up in Belton, close to where I live, just north of me. I got word about one and went to the drill. They blew up a car and blew up some stuff, and the mayor announced terrorists were hitting, and it was even in the paper the next day that terrorists had hit. But in the last paragraph of a long half-page story, it said, by the way, it was just a drill. So it hits people with suspended disbelief that Al-Qaeda has hit them and hit them hard, so that then, a few years later, they're on a plane and see a guy with a bagel, and, oh, the bagel's going to get me. I mean, they see that bagel, and suddenly it's wearing a turban. Suddenly it's got a big black beard. Sesame seeds are seen as legions of Al-Qaeda forces. Meanwhile, all sorts of tyranny, death, mass murder, bad drug interactions, flesh-eating bacteria from overuse of antibiotics, a massive plague all over the country, deaths just all over the place, rocket attacks, truck bombs, machine gunning deaths, police and media being killed on the U.S. border, 28,000 deaths and growing, dogs and cats raining, you know, out of the sky, basically. And that's no issue, no problem, nothing. Out of sight, out of mind. But a bagel can now, like a mirage, just morph into some type of deadly gorgon. A Florida professor was arrested and removed from a plane Monday. Good. Notice he was arrested. Not just yet. Well, you never can be too safe about the terrorists. And then you go, well, in every case we study, the government's protecting them and funding them, and their commanders, Muslim extremists, are always secretly hanging out at the Pentagon and military bases. Here it's all confirmed. Oh, let's just not look at that. Isn't it much more fun to be scared of the bagel? So, again, just be glad. A Florida professor was arrested and removed from a plane Monday after his fellow passengers. And see, government, like attack dogs, have been trained. The most ridiculous phone call, the most ridiculous warning, they hyperventilate over all of that and get all upset. But when I called the FBI Threat Fusion Center that Janet Napolitano is handing out nationwide at universities and high schools and government buildings and private corporations, you see anything suspicious or have any tips about terrorism, call. And so I call and say, okay, here's Fox News. Number three in Al-Qaeda, number one overall operationally. Ammar al-Awlaki is, in every case, admittedly hanging out secretly at the Pentagon and then commanding the Fort Hood attack, the underwear bomber, the shoe bomber. And I'd like to send you this. And the guy's just like, click, and hangs up. So you give them a real terror threat. I mean, you tell them right where the terrorists are and exactly what's going on and admitted fact, and they just don't want to hear it. But if you say a bagel's scary, people are going to jail. It's like every week I see articles, sometimes even more, where neighbors are walking through, generally through some suburb, middle-class area. It's almost always an old man who thinks they're still in America, who's in their tinkering garage cleaning a rifle. Neighbor sees it. They call the SWAT team. The old man's lucky if he makes it out alive. Sometimes they run up and just shoot him right there on the spot, or they're holding a garden hose watering. Now, the end of it looks like a gun barrel. Police come and kill him. San Francisco. I mean, it's always the same M.O., or a carpet cleaner's in your house, or the cable guy, and sees a gun case and calls the police and says your shotgun's a machine gun, and they show up. And a lot of times they go ahead and confiscate the guns. Well, you got eight guns, and we found 2,000 rounds of ammo, and the local police spokesman will go out and have a press conference and say, we have arrested Mr. Johnson. He had an arsenal. And then people say, is there a law against those? The press never asked that. They just sit there going, oh, my gosh. And you'll hear the radio announcers and the local TV news people. They always have like that happy-sounding announcer going, Mr. Johnson was taken into custody by police officers. I heard him last night on the radio announcing, oh, they're trying to pass a law in Texas that if you've ever had a DWI, it'll be marked on your license. Isn't that good? And they had so much enjoyment talking about the police state marking of everything. You know the history of that. It's very dangerous. Next, what will it be? Yellow stars? For anybody who ever got pulled over and had one beer? Oh, yeah, they're lowering it down to any alcohol all over the country through the federal lobbying. But again, they alerted the crew about the bagel. Crew members thought they had a suspicious package, and the suspicious package turned out to be keys, a bagel, and cream cheese, and a hat. I've got the FBI warning flyers. It says blue jeans, is polite, is a nice guy, has a cell phone. I have another training manual that says a woman with a baby carriage. We're going to break it all down when we come back. But again, land of the cowards, home of the slaves, if we let the globalists turn us into that. Now, I'm going to get into the incredible economic news after this break. And believe me, it is super important.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 5th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,380. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,415.76, $707.88 for a half ounce, or $353.94 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,415.76, $707.88, or $353.94.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So, in the name of keeping us safe from Arab extremists, our borders are still wide open. It's been confirmed in major news reports. I'm going to get Glenn Spencer back on to cover this from American Patrol in the next few weeks, that the 2,000 National Guard who are on the border are not allowed to talk to anybody, interdict anyone. They must sit in one spot driving white trucks where everyone can see them, and it's a big joke with the smugglers. And there's more news on that today where even high school kids can just walk back and forth on both sides of the border of the fence they were going to build. They only built a few miles of it with giant holes in it. And Reuters and Fox did report 2 years ago that illegal aliens were hired to build the fence. So this is a complete joke. It's also been reported that illegal aliens, when they are arrested in the few staged raids they have every year of meatpacking plants and other things, that ICE then takes them and gives them green cards on the spot and gives them jobs in the federal government. It's total stunts. They arrest them, they apologize, and they give them a job. I mean, it's just all completely staged. Okay? That's wide open, but then they've got to absolutely stick their hands down your pants. They've got to arrest you for the bagel. They've got to do all. They've got to spend tens of billions of dollars putting in threat fusion centers and federalizing all the police and $2 billion in New York and more than $2 billion in Boston and $1 billion-plus in Houston and $800-plus million in Dallas in the last few years, putting in face scanning, license plate reading cameras, and all these political insiders from Homeland Security from the last administration and the current administration are getting the money from it, and they're training police that domestic groups, militias, conservatives are going to kill police any minute and attack all the police stations. Now, the public's told that all of this police state's been set up for the scary men running around, from Team America, imaginary Muppets. This vapor that they've got everybody running from. And then meanwhile, though, when you really get behind the closed doors and all the manuals and documents that we published at Infinitum that have been linked to us, it's a total obsession with gun owners, returning veterans, conservatives, libertarians, and then the ACLU and anti-war groups and anti-abortion groups and pro-abortion groups. Basically, if you are politically involved, they're scared to death of you. How dare an American be politically involved? If you're one of the top Republicans in Pennsylvania on the legislature and you're organizing tea parties calling for cut taxes, you are surveilled. You are wiretapped. You are watched. And if they can't get the state police to do it, who, by the way, refused, and let me give you the inside scoop, it was the Pennsylvania State Police that leaked that to the legislature. Can tell you that. I'll just leave it at that. They couldn't get the state police to spy on the legislature. I mean, the state police may be brainwashed in Pennsylvania, but they understood that was illegal. That's the elected government. That is the government. Governor in there trying to get the state police to spy on his political rivals didn't cut it, so the governor and the feds brought in the Israelis to do it all over the Pennsylvania news. That's what this whole police state grid's for. Get it through your heads. Those of you out there that have a relished obsession, a psychological, mentally ill, twit fetish, I don't know what to call it, who love to watch all the movies with the fictitious bad men and all the simulated terror attacks. It's not real, okay? It's not real. It's not real. And even if it was real, don't take my liberties. I'll take the danger. Just like 300,000+ people die a year in cars. I still put my kids in the car every day and drive them all over town. And I try to drive safe, and they're my little sweetie pies, but I'll take the risk of the liberty of travel. And that's how our society's set up. Do terrorists kill 300,000 people a year? All right, I'm done ranting. I apologize. I'm out of control today. It's just I'm sick of it. And if you have any doubts about who's behind the terror, or your friends and family have any doubts, get the film Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror on DVD at Infowars.com. And your purchase also supports our operation. And you are authorized. In fact, I beg of thee, to use a Lindsey Williams line, I beg of thee to get the DVD and to make copies of it and to put it on Access Television, or call your local Access, go find the libertarian producers that are already there and get them to air it. Just get it done. Americans can always get it done before. Let's get it done this time. Let's wake up out of our malaise, wake up out of our trance, and get angry. Terror Storm. It's just filled with all these mainline government admissions. Admissions where our government admits they staged terror attacks in history. And other governments doing it. Endgame. Obama deception. Invisible Empire, all incredible films, massively discounted at Infowars.com and the online video bookstore shopping cart. We got Patriot t-shirts, everything to spread the word, and your support also makes this operation possible. And don't forget, for a few more weeks, we're running that New Year's special, 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. PrisonPlanet.tv. Go check out all the key info today. We'll be back with the economy news, I promise. Straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Initiate implosion of the economy. Acceleration of world government as solution. Deploy George Soros as front man to attack opposition and Ron Paul, Alex Jones, and others.
What do you think? I'm broke. If there's a new way, I'll be the first in line. Dave Mustaine is a Christian and is on board in the fight against the New World Order. Good to know that Muse is on board in the fight against the New World Order. Big supporter of the show. We salute them. Why? I pick somebody out there. I know Bob Dylan doesn't like the New World Order. I know so many other people don't like the New World Order. Our own Jimmy Vaughn right here in Austin, Tejas. He doesn't like it either. I'll be the first in line. Okay, we are back live, getting serious here. You know, I'm thinking about why I've been goofing off a little bit more on the show. And I'm going to be quite honest. I've analyzed, psychoanalyzed my own psychological condition, and that's one of a hardcore realist, a hard charger who believes in liberty and knows the power of the individual dynamic spirit of humanity. Highly motivated, but all work and no play makes Jack dull boy. And I've got to have a little fun sometimes here. They call it gallows humor, and that's what it is. I do all the research, analyze late into the night, hours of research this morning, and then I get in here with the stacks of news, and it is a paradox that I then don't want to go back over it again. It is a paradox. I don't want to have to cover what I'm about to cover. It is kind of like a dog revisiting his vomit. But I have to. I have to, because we got to cover it, we got to resist it, and admitting the tyranny, admitting the problem is half the solution. Then overcoming the problem and restoring liberty is the full solution in that eloquent equation. Okay, let's get into Associated Press and let's get into the hardcore news. World Bank issues its first yuan bonds in Hong Kong. Now, before I get into this AP article, I want to lay this out a little bit. Because, again, it would not do justice to just read that one headline. For those that may not know, a month ago, the Ruskies and the Chicoms made a deal that they were not going to engage in any trade between their two nations in the world reserve currency, the dollar. And when they announced that, and then went ahead with it 2 weeks later, now 2 weeks ago, it fired one of the biggest, fattest, longest black nails into the lid of the coffin and the corpse that is the dollar. Now, the globalists have always planned this. The trilaterals back in the 70s talked about how they do it. They will also destroy the other currencies later. And as the dollar sucks down into this vortex, this black hole, it will then suck in the other currencies with it, and we'll be left with the global SDR backed by a basket of global taxes, VAT International, VAT National, a raft of carbon taxes, the list goes on and on, travel taxes, you name it, security taxes, the proliferation of this. In financial and military conquest by the banking board. And so now you've seen a rapid scurrying from the dollar, and then all the 160-plus countries that have invested mainly in the dollar, as the dollar plunges, they then get desperate and go buy more dollars trying to prop it up. But now the consensus, as you watch the dollar in the aggregate go down over time, as George Soros said last year, and we aired it here last year, for some reason it's getting a bunch of attention now. Heard it on local talk radio this morning. I was on Man Cow. He wanted to talk about it. George Soros saying, yes, it is ideal to have the dollar slowly decline and China replace the United States as the world consumers. It's more of a Henry Kissinger type imitation. So that's finally getting attention because a year ago it hadn't quite yet started to unfold. Now people are thinking it's a new clip since we posted it 2 days ago. It's amazing to watch how more and more this radio show, my websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, are setting the media agenda. We really are beginning to do that, similar to what the Drudge Report does, drudgereport.com. And I was sitting there after I got out of the shower, after I went for a jog this morning, and I was looking at myself in the mirror, and I'm like, I don't like this power. It's freaky. And I can't imagine a lot of people out there get power and go wild and become very arrogant and self-assured. It's the opposite with Alejandro Jones. Makes me think of a line from Full Metal Jacket. It's a good thing God gave us so much power to keep heaven stocked with fresh souls. But this is real power. And I don't want to keep heaven stocked with fresh souls. It's weird. I don't feel worthy. I'm not worthy to have this much power and to watch the power growing. And I really am going to try to focus and take it to the next level. But it is creepy, I have to tell you. Very creepy. Pretty much anything we cover or push now enters the news cycle and becomes a major news story. We've hit the zeitgeist. And I mean, I don't just hit the, it's like hitting a hole in one every day. You realize the amount of eyes and surveillance and spin coming at us. And they may destroy me soon. I don't know. But if they do, that's part of the plan, because it's God's plan. I'm not worried about it. I did my mission. I woke people up, thanks to you working with us symbiotically to spread the word. And they can destroy me individually in my name or whatever they cook up. But the detonator has already gone off. The chain reaction is already in place. And now I'm suddenly seeing a major flux where suddenly there are thousands of sites and individuals that are really getting the deep knowledge and understanding the paradigm shift. And I feel like I've completed a lot of my mission. Now, I want to go forward with that, but it's a good feeling. But it's also very daunting. But enough about that. I'm just telling you what's on my mind. It is bracing. It is chilling. It's also like a fire in my chest. But overall, I've had amazing success because I'm real. And humans can instinctively communicate when they turn on their discernment, when people use it, and folks know I'm real. That's why the enemy's main drumbeat attack is that I'm not legitimate, that I'm not real, because they're trying to assail the bona fide legitimacy, the genuineness of it. Oh, and I'm genuine, warts and all. I'm genuine in the boorish appearance. I'm genuine. And they can't deal with people that are real. They can't face it. And realism is infectious. And the controllers know that. We're infecting their minds, or to use a better term, seducing them with the truth. And when you get so close to darkness, the light for some becomes beautiful. And that unknown quantity, that unknown country, they want to go back to it. Many of them were born into evil, born into conditioning. And now as they near the dark flame, they can look back across the chasm out of purgatory on their final journey into their own self-made Hades. And they could see up on the mountaintop the glowing light of heaven flowing down like living water, and they thirst for it. Well, come and drink. You want real knowledge? You want your mind to be so fulfilled that it burns in a trillion fractal designs of understanding and almost limitless discernment as we, as the little creations of the great Creator, glimpse the majesty? You think the devil can deliver 1/1 trillionth of what the true Creator of the universe can deliver to you? You think you found power because you're willing to break the laws of God's creation in nature as a cancer? You think the ability to destroy is power? It is nothing! Creation is power! The darkness runs from the light. The light is unlimited compared to darkness. Darkness is the absence of light. It is the void. It is the emptiness. All right, I'm going to stop preaching. Maybe I should take a week off more often. Every time I leave for a week, I get wound up for months. World Bank issues its first bonds of the Chinese currency in Hong Kong. The World Bank is issuing its first bonds denominated in Chinese yuan in Hong Kong, joining a growing number of borrowers, tapping the new debt market as Beijing gradually promotes of its tightly controlled currency abroad. That's a weird line. The World Bank said buyers of its 500 million yuan, $76 million, two-year bond were mainly Hong Kong-based financial institutions, companies, and wealthy individuals. It said the money will go into its general fund rather than being raised for a specific purpose. The Chinese currency is not traded on the global currency markets, but Beijing has loosened controls and allowed Hong Kong banks to use it. Hong Kong is Chinese territory, but has its own currency and Western-style legal system, and often is used as a site for mainland companies to interact with foreign investors. Yeah, the British pretty much rule there as the twin-headed eagle with the Chi-Coms. Beijing began allowing foreign companies to issue their currency debt last year. The Asian Development Bank, Caterpillar Inc., and McDonald's Group have sold the currency-denominated debt to finance activities in China. So that is a move away. And you notice U.S. bonds aren't as valuable now. U.S.-based companies aren't as valuable. The premium isn't as valuable. They're definitely moving away from it. Here is another one. World Bank taps offshore yuan bond market for first time. So the World Bank is issuing its first Chinese currency-denominated bond. So they're now accelerating towards it. The move away, people are kind of getting up, kind of like when a party, you see one first group kind of leaves and people kind of see it, and then they start to leave, and then pretty soon everybody's leaving. You ever seen blackbirds or ducks or seagulls? There could be 500 out there, you know, eating dead fish or whatever it may be. And when one takes off, they kind of look and ignore it. Then two take off, then three, then five. And then all of a sudden, they all take off. A couple birds have taken off. Now four or five just took off. Now the whole group is getting their wings out, getting ready to take off. The average American's like, NFL games have been really great, haven't they? You know, guys at gas station counters will ask you, and you're like, yeah, zombie, I wish you could talk about real issues. And the guy behind you's like, yeah, did you see UFC? And they're all real concerned. It's real important to them as men because that's that tribal war area of their mind that should be reserved for political war and defending their position in life. But instead, it's just kind of like little boys. Yeah, did you see the simulated combat on TV? Yeah, I watched it. A bunch of rich gladiators that could care less about me. Did you see it? Yeah, I'm empty too. Yeah, I did. I fill my head with facts and figures that don't matter instead of learning the political system and standing up for myself. Yeah, I wonder why women don't respect me. I wonder why I'm not successful in business. Yeah, we're all in Arrested Development. Isn't it fun? Let's talk about it together. I mean, if they were having a real discussion, that's what it'd be. But instead it's like, well, you don't want to talk about it. They go, oh, you don't know all this. And they kind of just look at each other and go, all the time I'll be at a restaurant or a grocery store or some event and some guys will come over. Even people who know who I am, they'll go, hey, Alex, or I'll be at a soccer game with my kids or whatever. Again, I'm not saying sports are bad in and of themselves if you're involved in it, but not when it's your whole focus. And they'll go, hey, what do you think of the Cowboys? What do you think of this? And they'll throw out some statistics, and I'll just go, I'm not really that interested in it. And they'll just kind of smile at each other and go, and then, I mean, I'll sit there and listen to grown men in the gym trying to act like they're sportscasters and these elaborate combinations of information and history and what they're predicting and what they're betting on and what they're doing. Or you'll hear even more pathetic discussions of systems to win lotteries and, hey, have you heard the Mega Millions is 200 million? Hey, are you going to bet on it? I mean, it's just George Orwell, 1984, wrote all about that. All they cared about was sports and the lottery in that fictitious police state. Look. We're going to Hades in a giant stinking handbasket. Okay? The blood is running out of the country. We're going ashen white. We're flatlining. And I'm sorry if I can't get all upset and paint myself up like a clown and go to a game and get drunk. I'm sorry I'm not a real man. I'm sorry. Okay? So laugh at me. There's something wrong with me. Okay? I just predicted everything that was going to unfold and broken down all the government staging terror attacks. That isn't creepy. And I warned you about the flu being dangerous, the flu vaccine. That's now come out and been confirmed. And the government's training for mass arrest in the U.S. of anyone who criticizes the government. I agree with you. That's not a problem. Not when there's global soccer to watch. And so to all of those guys that really get it and you know how to basically put on this fake suit of clothes of who they are. That's what it is. It's like who they are. And they repeat what the news says and what ESPN says, and they walk up and, you know, you're sitting there at a bar on a trip waiting for your dinner to come, and there's guys come up to you drinking beer, and it's always the same. They're like androids. They have like little fake conversations. So, what do you think of the playoffs? What do you think of the weather? Oh, yeah. And you start bringing up, I don't know, what do you think of the surveillance grid going in? Have you heard about how they're listening to all of us without warrants? They're like, well, gee, buddy, what you bringing that up for? That's kind of weird. Well, it is weird they're doing it. It's very dangerous. You know what accompanies government spying on people without warrants? Mass arrests, secret police, torture dungeons. Well, I don't care. I'm not involved in politics. I don't have to worry about that, Mac. Oh, really? They're putting the grid in place to rob you, you fat slob. Oh, well, black helicopter's going to get me, huh, pal? Let me move on down the bar here from you. We got a weirdo here. He cares about the state of the country. Boy, the founding fathers wouldn't have liked him. They were weirdos too, though, I guess. Hey, I'm raising my son to only know about the baseball scores, okay, buddy? That'll get him ahead in life, all right?
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Dr. Nick Begich is joining us at the 8 after. I want to continue with news here. So the pace of moving away from the dollar worldwide is gaining a lot of speed right now, and they're moving towards the Chinese currency as an interim balance to that, which is already massively devalued in its own right. So the message is there is not confidence in the dollar. Also, consumer bankruptcies hits five-year high in 2010. They now have those numbers out. Reuters is reporting. That broke the previous record of 2009. And so the bottom line here is the economy is not in very good shape. Continuing, commodities outlook for 2011, oil above 100 and gold 1,500. CNN has interviewed a spectrum of commodities experts, and the lion's share of them believe that gold is going to go above $1,500 an ounce. I think that's very conservative. Because you notice they can drive it down with paper manipulation for a few days or even a few weeks, but it always goes right back up. The 10-year graph is going hyperbolic. On average, investment strategies and money managers are predicting oil prices will rise 4% and gold will edge up 1% by the end of 2011. According to an exclusive CNN Money survey, commodity prices had a stellar 2010, and experts expect that momentum to carry over into the next year. And, of course, they don't tell you till deeper in here that it's dollar devaluation, and they say that the recovery is endangered by increased commodity prices, the recovery. Yeah, this is a recovery. I certainly don't want to see a recession or depression. Here's another one. World food prices rise to record on sugar meat cost. That's out of Bloomberg. World food prices, we told you this a few years ago what happened, to a record in December on higher sugar, grain, and oil seed cost. The United Nations said exceeding levels reached in 08 that sparked deadly riots from Haiti to Egypt. An index of 55 food commodities tracked by the Food and Agriculture Organization gained for a six-month 214.7 points above the previous all-time high of 213.5 in June of 08. Again, that's global dollar devaluation causing that. That's the main contributor. But have you noticed since they got rid of Glass-Steagall in the U.S. and similar laws worldwide to create all this counterfeit financial instruments for the bankers to buy everything up, they know on the back end of it, it'll cause a global meltdown, which then they'll be asset rich. They can buy up even more. But they also know there's going to be civil unrest. That's why the British Ministry of Defense 4 years ago. That's why the Department of Defense the last 2 years. All they've been doing is gearing up for this. And now this year and late last year, they make the announcements. Oh, gee, we just discovered there's going to be financial unrest. Good thing we set up this police state for the Muslims. It's really for all of you. Jeepers, we're sure lucky we set it up. Oopsie. Oh, we put local federal spy grids in everywhere in every country. No, we built lots of new prisons. Oh, boy. Lucky we're surveilling everyone. We did it for Al-Qaeda, but now we're going to use it on you. Good thing we started building this in acceleration 11 years ago when we set it all up. It's total premeditated continuity of agenda worldwide. Same programs, same uniforms, same everything. Just global financial takeover with a military takeover on the tail end of it as the solution. I mean, you want something to be done about all the rioting, the starving. I mean, don't you want us to help you? All the animals and birds and things dying and the bees dying and pollination down by almost half in the West. Oh, we're not going to ban the pesticides that do it or the GMO. No, we're going to federally inspect your house and raise all your taxes. No, we're the government. Rising oil prices threaten fragile recovery. Financial Times of London. Oil's continue steady climb. Here's the key article out of CNBC. Economic recovery not strong enough. So, to alter stimulus, Fed says. Oh, they've got to keep QE2 and QE3 giving themselves trillions. They've got to continue that to help you. Of course, you got to pay it all back in taxes and you don't get any of the money.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.